Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
So, Michelle, you remember when we were looking at that picture of Renee Zellweger, you know, the award-winning actress, and she had, well, how did they put it? I think it's code for you've just had some work done on your face, but it was a fresh look, a new look, and she has apparently denied having anything done, but her face is it doesn't even look like the original Renee Zellweger, and it was just... I was stunned that she would have done something like that to take away all the unique characteristics of who she was, but I guess she wasn't happy with herself. I don't know if this is good, bad. Oh, my gosh, this was so weird.
She's a beauty. She was a beauty, right? And then you look at Bruce Jenner, same thing. What is going on?
Oh, my gosh. Don't even start with me on that in his red, you know, nail polish. I mean, we're not going there. So we have our wonderful Adrian Ressler on with us once again to help us understand what is this new face thing and a complete change up of someone who we all thought was beautiful and unique to start with. What's it say about body image? Adrian Ressler is an eating disorder and body image specialist and vice president of professional development of the Renfrew Center Foundation and immediate past president and fellow of the International Association of Eating Disorder Professionals. All right, Adrian, welcome back to Her Radio, and all of our listeners are just perched at the edge of our seats. What the heck's going on with this Renee Zellweger thing? Come on, help us.
Well, I really wish I had a definitive answer, but I do need to tell you, Renee has not yet confided in me, so I'm not really sure.
Oh, you're not in with the in crowd?
Not anymore. Not anymore. You know, I think it raises a really important point for all of us as what I'll call regular people, which is how fascinated everyone is about finding out the answer to this question. And right. So much of it is speculative. And when she first appeared, I believe it was on the red carpet.
She unveiled
her face, her new face. There was nothing but Renee in all of the papers, all of the columns, all of the blogs. And we don't have the inside view on what it is to be a celebrity of that stature. I mean, here's a woman who 3 years in a row was nominated for an Oscar, Best Actress 2 years in a row, right. And then the next year she won for Best Supporting Actress. So there's a lot of people who have been looking at her through the years, and she has a face that people want to look at. She's had a face that people want to look at as a beautiful woman. And she also changed her appearance numerous times for different movie roles. She gained a lot of weight for the British film, Bridget Jones.
Oh, yes, Bridget, yeah. Diary of Bridget Jones.
Yes, she's gained and lost weight, as many movie stars do, depending on the role. But nobody went crazy when she gained weight for Bridget Jones, because that was part of her movie persona, I believe. In her personal life, she took a shift and went in a different direction, and it's really difficult to know what that was all about. You know, I'm not sure. Was she really dissatisfied? Did she, as she said, take some time off and become rejuvenated? We don't know. Well, you know, it's clear that something is very, very different. I agree with you. She doesn't look the same at all, and I'm not sure what that exactly means.
Now, so, Adrian, do you think this is? I just have to ask you this question. Do you think this is a case of plastic surgery shaming or criticism on how women are supposed to age? I mean, do you think that has anything to do with what she's done?
Well, how women are supposed to age is a question that has one answer, that we are not supposed to age. You know, we are supposed to look exactly the same. And as women age, they kind of leave behind and get farther and farther away from the cultural beauty standard. Right. I remember years ago, I can't remember what magazine it was, somebody said, was interviewing Jane Fonda and said, "Oh my God, you don't look 40. And she said, "This is what 40 looks like now." So I think the standards for how women are supposed to look at various ages are much more narrow than for males. And there's a lot of shame around that. You know, you don't look like you right. used to, or you have a lot of lines now. Or I remember Elizabeth Taylor, really once hailed as the most beautiful woman in the world, became the butt of Joan Rivers' jokes for years, very publicly ridiculed about her weight gain. So, you know, it's difficult to be in that position when you're a celebrity and so visible. But, you know, I work with eating disorder clients at Renfrew, and women in general and girls still feel shame about being criticized or having expectations that they should be a certain size or look a certain way. And that's right. very personal, because it usually comes from people we know.
Oh, you know, and that really strikes to the heart of it. You know, Michelle and I are in the spotlight a lot. You know, we're on stages, we're, you know, in the public eye. And so certainly nothing even close to someone like an Oscar-winning, you know, actress. But, you know, we get a little glimpse into what that's all about.
Right.
And there,
right.
you know what we really hear? And Michelle, you know, I bet you agree. It's judging. They judge. You know, it's like, what does her hair look like? I remember when the very first time I ever did the Today Show with Katie Couric, God knows how long ago, and, you know, I had worked really hard to make sure. We were actually going to do a segment on boredom. I'm not kidding, the science of boredom. And we were laughing because the two people on the planet who have the least, you know, opportunity to be bored. And I worked really hard on the science of it. We had a great segment. It was, you know, wonderful. And the comments afterwards, you know, Katie said, "Here's your first lesson in really doing this, you know, in a major spotlight," were not like, "Wow, that was really smart. Wow, she is a smart person." You know, great tips and everything. It was like, killer shoes, awesome mm-hmm. hair. You know, "Where'd she get the lipstick?" And I'm thinking, what? there you have it.
That's exactly what happened. They Google, the first thing I'm Googled for is how old I am. Of all the things, that's what I'm Googled for.
So let's think about what kind of pressure that puts on young women or older women who may not be as resilient as the two of you are, or maybe dealing with depression or self-esteem issues already.
Well, there's also something else, Adrienne. You know, I also had a chance to talk to Jane Fonda. And you know what she said to me? And she's in her 70s now, and I saw her a year and a half ago when she was filming The Butler. Bottom line is, I said, "God, you look wonderful." She says, "Yeah, with enough money, anyone could." She's honest. I mean, she's saying, mm-hmm. you know, it's also resources and how much you can actually play with this whole thing. And, you know, Michelle and I talk about this all the time because, you know, it's this judging and shaming and, you know, the snickering. But, you know, with men, almost never, for a whole different reason. So we're just held to a different bar. You know something, Adrienne, you have been so wonderful once again to help us, you know, understand what Renee Zellweger's new face really says about body image. I'm telling you. And again, at the organization and the website is renfrewcenter.com. Thank you, Adrienne. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and stay well.